All right, it's time for the people poll. 1-877, clearing the lines right now. 1-877-727-7746. Big question for me. Got in a nice little debate with somebody over the weekend. They're talking about prisons are not effective anymore. Are prisons really effective? Are prisons necessary? Because everybody says it's big business. And the object is to keep you there because, you know, whoever owns the prisons, like a lot of these prisons, are they privately owned?
Oh, yeah.
Most of them nowadays. Money. And so that's why, you know, this is a bigger problem than what looks like on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want people to go to jail.
Right.
You know, and that's why, you know, you got attorneys, that these people that can't afford, you know, great representation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that own these prisons are licking their chops.
And that's why we talk about.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Department of Corrections.
Right. I
mean, are they really correcting anyone?
And that's it. Are prisons effective? We're going to take your phone calls next at 1-877-727. 50 minutes past the hour. Are prisons really effective? I mean, are they doing the job? Is it worth it? Is it worth it sending somebody who sells weed to jail? I mean, there's a lot of questions that can be answered here, but do they really rehabilitate? Are prisons really rehabilitating people?
Not at all.
You don't think so? Why?
No. I mean, well, look at it. Most criminals, you become a greater criminal after spending time in jail because you're locked up with the worst of the worst and no one is being rehabilitated. So
gotcha. You're
just housing people. That's all you're doing.
Because sometimes you go in with a minor crime and come out a major criminal.
You know what? It's worse even for the youth detention centers because they're locking up kids for dumb stuff. I was watching this one special on this guy who was intentionally locking these kids up to get them into the system because he owned a prison. And he got more money from the government the more kids that got locked up.
Right. So, I mean, are they really getting the counseling and things that they need in order, like, to change their ways?
But they were kids that they didn't even belong in there in the first place.
Was that in the Philadelphia area? I think I saw that. I could be wrong. Good morning. Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
How you doing? Your comment, please.
I'm all right. Hey, wrestling crew, how y'all doing?
All right.
Russ, you know, when I was a kid, they would tell you, you know, you got to grow up and go to college and be somebody. Man, the kids now find that going to prison, you know, that'll get you street credibility, whatever that is. And you can go in a dummy and get a degree and come out, you know, and be an educated criminal.
Mm.
It's retarded.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Good morning, hello.
Hey, it's Trace from Cincinnati.
Tracy, how you doing, girl? Go ahead, your comment.
Good. Whether they're doing their jobs rehabilitating people or not is kind of beside the point to me because it's more important to have people locked down. But the bigger problem for me is we don't have enough mental hospitals. There are a lot of insane people walking the streets. And not getting any help.
Mm-hmm. That's a valid point. Yep. It really is. Good morning. Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. Your comment, please.
No comment.
Okay. Well, call me back.
Okay.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, man. It's Chilo from Davie.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, please.
Hey, I got a, in the mid-90s, Ohio, they took a poll down here in the mid-90s asking people, should prisons be made for rehabilitation or punishment? The majority said punishment. And if you look at the Ohio prison systems right now, they've taken out a lot of degree programs and stuff like that, made them into certificate programs. If these guys are coming home and they can't get a job off of these certificates, they have to go through school again, and it just becomes a double-edged sword. So if you ask me, punishment is the only factor that's going on. No rehabilitation at all. The recidivism rate is way too high.
Yeah. Okay, I appreciate that.
Dave the Dude says, don't break the law, and you don't have to worry about prison. I'm headed to my job, so I'm not afraid of the police.
Mm, okay. Gotcha. Good morning, hello.
Drive safely.
It's Robert from Cincinnati.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the biggest problem with the prison system is you've got a lot of nonviolent people who do the most minor offenses, and they get records at a young age, and then, you know, they do go to prison, and then once they get out, a lot of these people want jobs and want to be acclimated back into the world, and they can because they have these felonies. And so what do? They go back into the streets. And the only other comment I want to say is I'm surprised that the African-American community hasn't said anything, you know, forced the president to kind of look into that because it affects our community more than anything else economically.
Gotcha.
Tweet, tweet.
Yeah, Frida, you got a tweet there?
Actually, no, it's gone.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was on Maya Stocks, right? So prisons are not effective. They provide too much luxury. Send those men and women to fight a war and bring our dedicated ones back home. Wow.
People always think that you're getting away or you're getting over with something. What I'm trying to say is if you go down at 18, I don't want to have to face you at 28 because you've been turned down since you've been home and you can't get employment anywhere. I don't want to have to face you with a pistol 10 years later. Put you in a position to succeed. Help them out.
1.6 million. What is that number?
What's that?
Total number of state and federal prisons in the United States of America. 1.6 million.
Prisons. Jails? Prisons?
Prisons.
What?
Prisons.
And here's the thing.
And who gets those contracts?
And you don't go to prison unless you have like 2 years or greater, usually 3 years or more, something to that effect. And look at it. It's probably about 50 to 60,000 per head coming in per prisoner. Taxpayers' money.
$1.6 billion total revenue in 2011.
But the thing is, what do you, I don't
prisoners.
Understand. Prisoners. Oh, prisoners. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing, Russ. What I'm confused about is, okay, so if prison isn't rehabilitating, what do you suggest? What should you do if somebody murders someone? What should you do? If you murder someone, can you I mean, maybe, yes, you can probably be rehabilitated.
I think counseling is in order and the whole nine and find out. Let's get to the bottom as to why. But, you know, these drug convictions and these just minor things, you know, I don't know. I know there's a need for prisons, but it's, to me, it just seems like it's a bit much.
Yeah, three strikes. You stole a car three times, so now you have to go to jail for 16 years.
Right.
I mean, come on, man.
Yeah,
but why would you steal a car three times?
Well, let's find out. We should have some smart people here. We have enough doctors. Let's figure it out.
Let's make excuses then.